Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
Step 71. In Egyptian mysticism, we learn that God's voice is Isis, the Holy Spirit, and that we, Horus, are to be guided and taught only by that voice. Every time we follow the dictates of the ego, Set, we end up in some miserable hellhole. Set tells us that we will only be happy if we worship at the altar of false idols, like fame, fortune, and eternal youth. While Isis teaches that we can only be happy and successful if we know ourselves as the image and likeness of God and learn and tenaciously uphold universal law. Set's plan is accompanied by an abundance of stress, anxiety, disappointment, and grievances, while God's plan leads to self-realization with an attending peace that passes understanding. Step 72. God's plan for our salvation comes with the Egyptian teaching that we are Horus, the child of Isis, the Holy Spirit, and Osiris, the higher self. With this teaching, it is clear that we are not a body pushed around by an ego. Rather, that we are pure spirit utilizing a body and an ego only while incarnate, learning to manifest God's will in the earth plane. We learn that we are eternal beings having a temporal experience. When we hold grievances, it is because we have identified ourselves incorrectly and are trying to unsuccessfully glorify our insufficient physical selves. God's plan is that we learn the truth, letting the grievances we hold dissolve like ice in warm water. Step 73. I was created to stand in and as the light. It is God's will, and as God's will is mine as well, I will there be light as my experience. I know the choice of whether I stand in the light or in the dark is mine to make. The law of polarity explains it this way. There is a long hallway with a room at either end, one with light on, the other with light off. I am not forced to move toward either room, and can thus only arrive at one or the other if I choose to, not consciously, but based on my thoughts and actions, and having a full understanding of what occurs in both rooms, I choose the light. Step 74. God willed creation into being, and what was willed is that everything be an outpicturing of the divine. And thus, as there is no will but God's, that is all there is. When I think something other than that the perfection of God is occurring, I have forgotten this truth. I believe, with Set, that chaos is all that is possible if I am not busy controlling things. And when things don't go my way, upset and not feeling safe, I am bogged down with grievances. Today, knowing that I have made up this nightmare, I choose to awaken to the awareness that there is no will but God's. Step 75. According to Egyptian mysticism and the law of polarity, there are always two ways of seeing. I can turn my face towards the right end of the pole and see darkness and its resulting fear, or I can face the left end of the pole and experience the light and love that are available there. This turning that I'm speaking of here happens automatically when I have given forth or forgiven all loveless thoughts, all judgments, all self-doubt and self-loathing. When I choose to accept myself and all others, not according to our behavior, but rather as God created us, I am instantly oriented to the left. And I know now that I have done this, for indeed the light has come. Step 76. Universal law is one of God's most powerful gifts to humanity. These laws create and sustain everything. The law of mentalism teaches that I can only experience according to my thoughts. If I think that I am poor, no amount of money will change that. If I think I am sick, no amount of medication will change that. If I think that I am disenfranchised, no amount of access will change that. The only way that I can change my circumstances is to change the thoughts that are creating them, and that I am determined to do. Step 77. Created as the image and likeness of God, I am everything, and am thus entitled to everything. Miraculous is how we identify everything that happens when we stand with and as God. When I am properly identified, not as a body with an ego, but as an emanation of the divine, everything I experience is full and fulfilling. Miracles are my birthright. Step 78. Again, with the law of polarity, miracles are positioned on the left end of the pole, and grievances are positioned on the right end of the pole. Since opposing ideas cannot occupy the same position, all I have to do to replace my grievances with miracles is to change where I'm standing by changing what I'm thinking. Today, I choose to see my brothers and sisters as God created them, and not as my judgments and preferences would have me see them. When I choose to see with God, I am thrown to the end of the pole where I experience the miraculousness of God. Step 79. All of my problems come from where on the pole I'm standing or with whom I am identified. Either I am still as God created me, whole, perfect, and complete, or I am a self-made mess aligned with my ego and separate from what God created. When misidentified, it looks like I have many problems. However, there is only one problem and one solution: who I say I am and who I say I am. Step 80. When I remember that my only problem is where on the pole of being I choose to stand and with whom I choose to identify, everything transforms. I move from the dark to the light. That is, I identify with and as God instead of the ego. And every problem caused by lack and limitation is solved and replaced with the perfection of abundance and freedom.